I knew it.
A small, angry voice interrupts me as I'm watching Maddie walk down the hallway to her bedroom and the potentially unwanted surprise that awaits her. Swinging from my spot on the couch to face the French doors that lead to the alfresco area, I'm greeted by an irate JJ. She's staring at me with her hands on her tiny hips, her ruby-red lips pressed together tight. The fury that emanates from her makes her dark red hair appear more intense than usual. Her ire helping her appear taller than her just over 5 feet.
You know what?
My heart's thudding in my chest. Fuck. I hope she doesn't say what I think she's gonna say. I don't want to deal with this tonight, or any bloody night. Clenching her hands into fists when I rise from the couch and walk toward her. She spits her answer at me through gritted teeth.
That you're in love with Maddie, Lucas. I've been watching you with her for months. Ever since she moved in with you, when Mad Dog dumped her perfect ass, you've pined after her like a bloody lovesick fool hoping she'll give you her attention.
You know nothing. It's not like that. I want to defend myself further, but I can't. I'm not guilty of everything she's assuming, but I am guilty. What JJ doesn't understand is her place in the whole convoluted mess of my fucking emotions. Why do you care anyway? We've been playing this cat and mouse game that you love so fucking much for the last 6 months. Didn't you tell me we were finished last night? Shuffling on the spot, she drops her gaze from my eyes and studies the cream tiles on the kitchen floor, as if they hold the answer to my questions.
I came over to apologize. I didn't expect to find you with Maddie on your lap, and I didn't expect to hear you tell her that you'd love a shot with her. Damn, Lucas. She called you my dirty little secret. Is that how you feel?
It is. You fucking know it is.
That's not fair. I've told you why. Yeah, thanks for the warning. You're a true friend.
My best female friend's pissed off voice interrupts JJ's attempted justifications when she yells from her room. I hold up one finger to silence the seething woman in front of me and yell in response, "Any time, princess!" Even in the face of JJ's anger, I can't help the booming laughter that rumbles from my chest. She's obviously found Mad Dog waiting in her bedroom, ready to ambush her and finally talk her into taking him back. As much as I wish otherwise, she's made for him, and he's perfect for her. They just needed someone to give them a push to sort out their shit once and for all, a push I'm happy to provide. Maybe happy is the wrong word. It's more like a push I feel obliged to provide.
What the hell is that about?
JJ asked in a frosty tone once my laughter dies down. That was about the surprise waiting for her in her room. Raising one perfectly sculpted eyebrow at me, she sneers.
The surprise being Mad Dog?
Yep. Turning my back to her, I walk to the fridge and pull out a beer. Cracking the top, I drink half of it down in one go. I'm confused as fuck. I don't know how I feel about this whole situation. I'm happy that Maddie hasn't sent him packing yet. But the part that will always wonder if we would have stood a chance won't shut up. How I feel about JJ isn't helping matters. And neither are her bloody hang-ups.
You're a piece of work, you know? A real fucked up individual.
Straightening my shoulders, I face her. Jesus, tell me how you really feel, doll. You're fucking awesome at telling me how I'm wrong about everything. So let's lay it all out. Let's sort this shit out once and for all. She stands there swallowing hard in the face of my ferocity. I continue. You don't get a barge into my house after you threw my feelings for you in my fucking face last night, and then cuss me out for looking out for my best friends. Whatever it is you think is going on here, you're fucking wrong. All I've done is put everyone else's happiness in front of mine, and I'm fucking over it.